You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross, and I'm joined in the studio now by Nightfish, a band that formed in Murray in 1986, played at the very first Hot August Blues Festival, and now they're coming back, kicking off the Saturday festivities. We have bassist Bill Shelton, Dennis Scarborough, and Kevin Wolf, both on drums, and guitarist Roger Younger in the studio. Thanks for being on the show today.
Oh, thanks a lot. We appreciate you having us.
Glad to be here.
First of all, 1986, that is a long time ago, and we were having a conversation before the segment started that you guys think you might actually be the longest running band in this area.
I put my money on that bet.
Very possible.
Yeah.
Take us back to 1986, and Bill, just tell us, since you're the original member here of Nightfish, how did the band form?
Well, as bands often do, it kind of morphed kind of from one band to another. I was playing with the Bell City Blues Band, Danny Rowland, Sammy Crutcher, Robert Darnell, and myself. And eventually we became, I think, the Sneakers, and eventually we decided to call ourselves Nightfish, and we've had other members as well. But from there, that's how it started, I guess.
But to still be together this many years later, a lot of bands form, especially bands that primarily play lots and lots of gigs and a lot of bars, a lot of festivals. I mean, you've been playing pretty consistently since 1986. How do you keep, I guess, the urge to perform live on such a regular basis?
I guess you have no choice. I don't know.
We just love it. I love it.
Well, make sure you play with friends. You know,
it's too much fun to not do.
And only people that truly enjoy being musicians will understand it. You know, it's all about being a musician. You know, there's a lot, you know, no offense, there's a lot of pickers out there that play music and think they're playing for a living, and they do make a living at it. But if you count on it to make a living solely as making a living, it can be a rough go. So you got to enjoy it.
Let's talk about the Hot August Blues Festival. What was it like performing at the very, very first one? What was the scene like then?
Well, to be honest with you, let's see, I wasn't there, was I?
Yes, you were.
Oh, John Paul and
no,
I?
No, it was you and me and... Rooster, Sammy.
When in 86? Good Lord, I can't remember that far.
Kevin Wolf here. I played the second band at the first Hot August Blues, and there was a very, very minimal...
It's grown a lot over the years, I can say
thank
that.
You.
It was much smaller when it first started, and it picked up quite a bit. There have been a lot of big-name acts there, too, in the past. Coco Taylor...
Right, I remember Coco.
Right. Gatemouth Brown, among others.
Luther Allison.
Yeah. Luther Allison, absolutely. I was there for him. It was fantastic, yeah.
So this year, you guys are actually going to kick off the Saturday session, but Dennis, did you tell me that the festival is actually starting on Thursday this year?
Yeah, it's actually going to start on Thursday night. They've got a free concert, free show on the lawn in front of the Kinlake Lodge there. It'll be at no admission. And then Friday night, it'll be at a paid admission show. And then that'll be Friday evening. And then Saturday afternoon, I'm guessing it starts. Gates will be open, I'm thinking, at noon. And lots of vendors. And we're kicking off at 2 o'clock.
It's interesting because in the room I've got a bass player, I've got a guitar player, and I've got two drummers. So how is that going to work with Dennis, both you and Kevin, playing percussion?
Oh, it's going to be so full you ain't going to be able to stand it, man.
You're going to love every bit of it. We got congas, bongos, kit, you name it.
Yeah,
we're gonna play it.
Yeah, it's gonna be really full. Really, it's gonna be a good full sound. You know,
have you written new material with this setup of the band? Are you going back and you playing the stuff the band's always played? What's the repertoire look like?
We're gonna stay pretty traditional to our list, to the list that we've used over the years. We're doing, you know, probably gonna do all covers, just to make sure we keep everybody happy. we may pull a tune or two off the Nightfish CD here.
Do you think there will be a lot of familiar faces on the stage at the Blues Festival this weekend, or is everybody going to be a lot younger than you guys this year?
I've looked at the lineup. There'll be kind of a mix, I think. There'll be some people close to our age, but from different cities, different places.
But nobody from around here.
I know the Tommy Akers band will be there Friday night.
Yeah, they're on the Friday night show.
Likely we all kind of know each other or know who each other is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking we're probably the youngest band on the circuit today.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So what's coming up besides the Blues Fest for the band?
Man, Bill is still pretty active. We're gigging every weekend in another band called the Albino Follicles. Just to slip a pun in there, a little plug there, you know. Just a bunch of old dudes.
Well, then how special is it for this particular lineup to be together?
Oh, this is cool. I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Glad they invited me. Yeah.
Longer the better.
When's the last time any combination of you calling yourselves Not Fish played together?
Sam Fest. A couple months ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend.
So this doesn't happen every day.
No, it's a shame, but it doesn't.
Any words for listeners out there that are looking forward to coming down to the Blues Fest? What are they going to experience when Not Fish takes the stage Saturday?
Happiness.
Oh, heck, it's going to be a good time. We're going to play some good old blues the way it really was. It came from Mississippi back in the day. Sonny Boy Williamson, and people like that. Some Johnny Winter, B.B. King, maybe.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Yeah. Throw down.
Exercise them jaw muscles. Be ready to grin.
Not Fish.
Keep on dancing.
They're performing this weekend at the Hot August Blues Festival at Ken Lake State Resort Park. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.